So as we continue today in our worship, and we are now in the Lenten season, a time where, like in a spiritual walk, a time of also would say a self-examination, a time of self-searching where we are, like practical way of your spiritual check-up, where you are, where you are right now. We have our physical check-up with a doctor, and then with those x-ray or those laboratory, and then they could see something wrong in there, and then they give you medicine. Also, we have our, if you have some car, a motorcycle, there's some check-up with the mechanic, so that at least there's something wrong early, it could be repaired. So it does also in our Christian walk. Lent is a time of our spiritual checkup, where we are now in our walk with God. Where we are now. As I always, one way I would make that three discipline of prayer, of giving and fasting, prayer, we pray to God, where we are now in our relationship with God. In giving, it always direct to other people, where we are now in our relationship with others. Fasting, we do ourselves, where we are now in our Christian walk, our growth, maybe some changes, so something that we have to do so that it would help us to continue in our Christian journey. And today, as we read our scripture, John 3, 1 to 17, well, everybody knows it because we came from evangelical background, a battle cry of born-again people. You must be born again. It means to say receiving the new life of God, of Jesus, through our faith in his death and resurrection. And we do it, I say, to confess Jesus and Lord or Savior. Then we are saved. It comes from our faith, believing that with a repentant heart. Now, when we became liturgical also, we found that salvation, this what you call spiritual birth, could be also received through child baptism. The true baptism, it opens the door, the sacrament, to that inward grace that would receive us, would help us forgive our sins, part of the kingdom of God, co-heirs with Jesus, and being part of the family of God, and receive also our new life. So whether with that kind of faith or statement of faith, the bottom line is we had received Jesus in our lives with sincere faith of his death and resurrection, then we have received the seed of the kingdom in our heart. And I will not talk about, my topic is not about being born again or being a new person in Christ, but what I want to talk about this morning is after baptism. In the sacramental baptism, at the child, then it will be nourished by parents and godparents, and they'll come of confirmation. And then that child will continue to live a life of Christians. For the evangelicals, to receive the Lord and Savior, confession, plus the baptism, they have the new life. So much argument with that, but I will not already in that, but because the bottom line, all of us receive the new life in Christ through confession or evangelical way or in sacramental way to child baptism. But the thing I want to emphasize is, after that confession, after of that confirmation, baptism confirmation, what now? Because part of that is making him Lord and Savior. Yes, when we become Christian, when we receive by faith the gift of new life in Christ, there's assurance of new life and eternal life. But the thing is, other side of that is we make him also our Lord. Not just a Savior that we have already said been saved, we have served salvation, but also of being Lord. That other side of what have done or have received is making him Lord, Master of our lives. It means to say, when we confess him as Lord and Savior, when we go in the process of baptism, we give him the full authority of our life. That is the bottom line there. And in that kind of life, something that is not automatic. Because the Lord, making him Lord and Savior, he requires a total surrender, a total submission, and total obedience to him, because he is now our Lord and King. But you know, and I know, we know it all, that not much thing happens sometimes. Because there are times in our lives, or the area of our lives, that we are still the Lord. We're still the one in control. We're still the one to make the decision, not Jesus. See? That is now what I want to talk about. When you say here, John 3, that Moses says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. And in verse 5, Moses said to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. So he's talking about kingdom. See and enter the kingdom. If there is a kingdom, there is a king. If there is a king, there are rules and regulation. And with that, we abide in that. In our translation, in translations in Aklanon Bible, no, we could make it what you call meaning base, not just literal translation. A meaning base of what the meaning the kingdom of God. Enter the kingdom of God, or see the kingdom. It means to say, it is the rulership of Jesus in the heart of his people. Ro paghari e atong Ginoong Hesus sa kabuhi o sa tagipusoon ko anang katauhan. So with that, the same thing we have connected in the Lenten season, because we make that covenant with him during our confession, make him Lord and Savior during baptism, then something that we have to examine ourselves, is really God the one Lord of our life? Is he really in control of our life? To make it more specific, in our finances, have given our tithes and offering, are willing to give as the Lord direct to give? In our decisions, have we asked God for these things, and Lord, ano Lord, dapat ka na, Lord? Have we asked that? In our attitude, continue to grow, or sometimes some people have hurt us, are willing to forgive, are willing to be more patient to other people? That means to say that He is the Lord. We obey Him. Obedience is the key to Lordship. Are we doing that? Or there are times in our lives or part of our lives we're still the one in control. We're still in control. It means to say we are the one who make decision. Make decisions of our life. See? So something that we have to examine ourselves, brothers and sisters. Not pointing to one another, but something to look within. Is still really the Savior? It's easy for us to sing, He is Lord. But our faith, says James, without action is dead. So our works validates our faith. It works together. It's not faith. Your faith have works or action or proof. So in this Lenten season, something that we have to examine ourselves in our finances, in our decisions, in life, have really the Lord in control, or still we are the one? And one thing, if you're not sure if He is the Lord, then one hint. If there's any area of our lives that there's always a problem, doon yung ginalikbalik ni taning sa inyong pamilya, sa inyong opisina, sa inyong relasyon, whatever it is, it means to say that that area, you have not submitted it to God. Ikaw patarugahari karon. No wonder. Ginaitik piminitaning rin yung lugar nga rin. Whatever it is, whatever kind of situation that seems you have no peace, there's always a problem. It meant to say that area you have not submitted to God, or God is not the one in control. You have not submitted to God. You have no peace. Because that area always been attacked by the enemy. It means to say that area is not been submitted to God. You are still the one in control. That's why you have fear. Not only problem, my fear, my worry ka in that area is because we have not submitted it to God. Ikaw pa talaga buyot. Yes. Mga simpleng istorya. Habang ni Bishop, go back to basic kita. Yes. That's something that we have to examine ourselves. Is the Lord. We have to settle the issue of lordship in our lives. Because if not, you will have a problem with God. And if you have a problem with God, you have also a problem with other people, with your family, in your office. Why? Because the first problem is you or me. Because we have not submitted it to God. We're the ones still in control. And it's a matter of choice. Pili. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. If you let God rule or you. But one thing for sure, pag ikaw yan, palpak kita ron. Papalpak kita ron. And you have a problem. But if you have trusted it to God, nisalig mo ron. It means say, Lord, you are the Lord. Whatever you want, anong decision mo rito, yun ang sundo. So, with that, brothers, we know on the practicality that there's no automatic kind of say when we got born again or when we have received Christ through our baptism, confirmation, automatic, our sanctification. Is the sanctification means our road to, we say, to become like Jesus, a road or a process to be like Him. It's not automatic. It is a process. It is a process. But it needs also your part, our part. A part that you are willing, deciding, Lord, help me. Because you cannot do it yourself because of the grace of God. But it's a matter of willingness to, Lord, help me to change. See? It's a matter of choice. It's up to us. Are you willing to submit to God or let God rule our hearts? O kita pa tagihapon? See, it's a matter of choice. It's our choice. Huh? You could make a lot of what you could, mga justification, why things, these things, maybe slow ang growth ko. Oh, okay. Or you just leave it out. Oh, you have no, what you call, exerting effort to change. And then cover up with very good explanation. But the other side, that you don't want it to change. You want to be just the way you are. But God wants us to grow, to change, to transform. That's the meaning of Lent also, to transform, to change for a better person. So it's up to us, brothers and sisters. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's a matter of willingness, and let God rule our heart. And through Lenten season, a time where we learn to examine ourselves, being true to ourselves, being honest to ourselves, where we had fallen. Because if you are changing, first of all, you are the one. Kita man mag-experience. You will know and also would feel it of the changes in our lives. The joy, the peace, and the relationship with other people. It's up to us. Other people in your office, in your work, they could see it, those changes. So, once again, having a bishop, back to basic lang. Then, very simple maybe. But if we have been to be honest with ourselves and ask God, we have not really made Him Lord. That the Lord says, why call me Lord, Lord? Are you not obeying what I'm saying you to do? So, our action, our lives, validates that faith. It is the proof that really somehow changing from glory to glory. So once again, brothers and sisters, tonight, to this morning, and a question before we go. Have we really made Him Lord over our lives? Or there are things that you have submitted and then once today, kinuha mo, ikaw na naman ang mahari. Or there are parts of our life we have not submitted to God. So in our, what you call, self-examination, may God show it to us. And then, with an honest heart, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. The bishop says, when we're restoring our confession is something very important. Lord, I need your help. Bless me for I have sinned. Just give it to God. God knows it, but He is waiting for us to acknowledge, Lord, I need your help. Confession is very strong. That's why every end of the DOP, our daily office of morning prayer, the priest would stay. And also as part of his plan, and plan also, that you'll be what you call priest of the day. Our church will be open now. priests of the day. They were priests here duty for one day, for confession, for counseling. We have agreed to start MWF, at least MWF. So morning of MWF, whole day, our church is open to give way to those for counseling, for those need prayers or confession. See, we need that. Yes, as evangelical people, we are not used to that confession. But what is one of the gifts of God in the church for confession, to release, and says through the priest, releasing, using the clergy to give the forgiveness of God. See? So once again, brothers, this Lenten season, may have the time to self-examine ourselves and ask, in what area we have not yet submitted to God? In what area that you are still the one in control? We're still the one who make decision. We are still the one who have the say. Because in our, what you call, once again, in that process of making Him Lord and Savior, we have a covenant that God needs our total submission, total surrender, our total trust in Him. So may God help us, that wherever it is, God will help us through this Lenten season to change for a better person, that our lives will give Him glory. In His humility and honesty to ourselves, Lord, I need Your help. I fail in this area. Help.